You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So that was Mike Vrabel yesterday, asked about deep shots with Drake May on third and short. Yeah. I think that was a Ben Volen question.
Trying to win.
And, well, it came on the heels of a long, meandering answer about Josh McDaniels. And, you know, he was really asked about, the second half struggles of the offense. And it had to have been a 2.5-3 minute answer.
Where
it
Josh was just, isn't going to matter on Sunday.
No, that's not it.
That was about Josh Allen. But I think the tone of it was, more time, Mike, if we could, what was the tone of that answer, I think, in large part, was, Josh isn't going to matter. So it was a long, meandering answer where he kind of said, well, there's some things we'd want back, but then
I wouldn't change anything.
Wouldn't change anything, not going to second guess anything. So it seemed contradictory at times.
A bit.
Then you get to that answer. And, he keeps saying we got to stay on track, which feels to me like that's his way of letting Josh know they should have run the football a little bit more.
Yeah, they got to be moving forward.
Like, if we're not on track and we're 3rd and 9, then we're behind the sticks, and then we're predictable, and then we're opening ourselves up to all these pressures, et cetera. And so we got to stay on track. And if we're in short yardage, we have to have a great plan to convert this week.
Yeah.
Does that mean you didn't have a great plan last week?
Is that like another? That's what it sounds like.
Veiled, maybe not even all that veiled shot at Josh McDaniels. So I think that's going to be interesting too. Like the ESPN FPI prediction, Keith, right? 19-17. If they score 17 points and lose,
that's not enough.
And that's after they basically went scoreless in the second half, outside of one broken play against Buffalo. The offense and the play calling and Drake May and all of that is really going to be under a microscope this week.
Yeah, and I don't subscribe to the comparisons to 2021. I know that's been brought up a little bit, but one thing that we did notice in 2021 is after one of the big games, I think it was like Jaguars or Jets, they scored like a million points.
Yeah, it was like 50 points against the Jags.
Yeah. But then the wheels really kind of fell off, and it was like they limped into the playoffs. And Mac Jones really got kind of exposed, I think, at that point. And then obviously the playoff game was just a rout. I really don't predict that. I don't see that happening. But if you lose back-to-back games in this manner and the offense looks the way it does,
I'm more willing to go there.
Yeah, you at least can draw the parallels a little bit more.
Me too. Because then we got a call earlier this week or late last week.
Oh, no, somebody was like, they are this team. And I'm like, nah, that's a little strong.
Yeah, I forget who that was. Yeah. But I disagreed with it at the time, and I still disagree with it today. You lose to Baltimore? I'll be more willing to go there next week if you lose that game, which,
well,
by the way,
especially because this isn't a 10-4 Baltimore Ravens team and Lamar is an MVP candidate.
Right.
He's not playing as well this year. They're 7-7. They might not even be a playoff team when it's all said and done.
So I'm still picking them, although I feel worse and worse the closer we get to it. But I am picking
them.
Are you
more confident in your Delaware bet or the Patriots?
At this point, now the Patriots. text line says a close, hard-fought loss Sunday would be a decent result.
It's a do-or-die
game for Baltimore. Probably not a huge game for the Patriots. I mean, it's
they're all different, though. Like, what does that mean? Like, is it, to your point, is it 19-17, and it's just like a lot of punts, and they turn it over a few times, and they kind of like grind out this game, or is the offense getting into the red zone, scoring touchdowns? You know, they get outscored, because I think one like almost built-in excuse would be Derrick Henry has a big game, and you're like, no Milton Williams. Like, that would be an easy excuse. Or no Robert Spillane. Like, no running games. And, like, are those guys?
I'm not going to allow for the Spillane one, to be honest.
All right, they've struggled. The combination of the two.
Their run defense has struggled with Spillane in there. I mean,
True.
It was bad against Buffalo and Spillane wasn't there. But it was bad with Spillane before that. The Tampa game wasn't great with Milt the Stilt. But other than that, he's basically missed everything. I'll give you Milton Williams. I'm not giving you Spillane.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, that might be one that you hear. And that might be one that's a little bit more like, it's not just, this happened now, so what chance do they have to fix it come playoff time? It's like, well, you might not face Derrick Henry again. You might not face James Cook at least till like the next round. And then
you might be
if
healthier.
You get Milton Williams back, then I feel a little bit better overall.
It's true. So I think the amplification of the criticism of Josh McDaniels, which again, just to reiterate, started with Mike Vrabel. It started with Mike Vrabel on Monday morning on this radio station. And then
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
It was about Josh Allen, but I think that's, again, that's the tone of his answers about Josh McDaniels. People don't like the criticisms, though, of McDaniels. I saw this from Brian Hoyer, friend of WEEI Afternoons. This was a good tweet yesterday.
Yeah, Tuesday guest, Brian Hoyer.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Well, he quote tweeted Savage, our guy Savage. The media narrative around Josh McDaniels is so bizarre.
Okay.
Hoyer quote tweeted that and said, so stupid.
Oh,
they lose one game and the media has to find something to make headlines with. Sad state of the world we live in.
Yeah.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
Because of this.
That's what's sad
about
the world.
It's a sad state of the world because of this. Nothing else.
That's
I can't
not,
think of anything else that's been going on in the world. But you know what's really getting me down is this talk about Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel not being 100% on the same page.
Yeah.
This keeps me up at night. Not anything else. The rest of the world is fine.
Yeah.
But what really makes me sad is the talk about Josh McDaniels. Okay. Have a little perspective.
Not a tone-deaf answer whatsoever.
No.
Also, I'd like to point out,
total should be somewhere between 8 and 11 games.
Good. Well, he's on
he's
it.
Still going to miss it.
He's going to miss.
He's still
going to
miss.
Yeah, they need one more, and he's going to swing and miss.
He gave a 4-win range, and he's still going to miss. I would love to point out, Brian Hoyer, just so you know, is not biased whatsoever when it comes to Josh McDaniels. He didn't just have him on his podcast. He didn't play for him.
No.
And so when it's a sad state. What was it again?
Sad state of the world we live in. I agree.
Sad state of the world we live in. That is an unbiased, unvarnished opinion from Brian Hoyer, just so you know.
Because somebody listens to Mike Vrabel talk and tries to connect the dots. It's a sad state.
No, I agree. It's a sad world we live in because of that.
There's nothing to see here. Okay, fine. There's nothing to see here. This is what a miserable state of the world. Yeah, 8-11. I'd like to update my Celtics prediction.
Yep.
Somewhere between 42 and 62 wins. They're going to be somewhere in there. It's basically the same thing.
Bruins are going to get...
They only play 17 games. You don't get 4 picks.
Bruins are getting between 90 and 110 points.
Okay.
You think that's too high? I might have gone too high.
Maybe
80
to 105.
80 to 110. That's my range.
Hopefully you find that sweet spot.
Good.
This is a good
prediction. It's like 8 to 11. 80 to 110. It's like 8 to 11.
The same thing.
Exactly. Our pal Coach is up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. If I'm nitpicking, please point it out. But I've been concerned all year long with our approach philosophically, end of the half. It seems like the priority is keep the ball away from the other team. The second level of priority is, okay, we'll settle for a field goal. And last, which in my opinion should be first, when you have timeouts and time and Drake May to score a touchdown. I think it's going to bite him in the butt. It might have bit him last week a little bit. If I'm nitpicking, let me know. Thanks.
No, I mean, it's a nitpick, but it's interesting to look at.
Josh isn't going to matter on Sunday.
Well, you remember the one game? What was the game where they had the ball late in the half and
got the Diggs touchdown? That was Tampa.
Well, there was that. No, there was the other game where it ended up being a turnover and a touchdown for the other team. Was it Atlanta, maybe?
It was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta, where it was like they started calling timeouts and like they could have just ran the ball out. But
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Atlanta was calling timeouts, so then they decided to go for it, but then they had a turnover and a lot of touchdowns. So that was one where you're like, you wish they just kind of ate the ball. This past week, I guess he's hoping for a touchdown, but that might have more to do with their red zone stuff than their clock management. Right? Like, they got down the field and scored, kicked a field goal. I thought that was actually pretty good.
Me too. I have zero problem with how they approach the it's Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And I think Vrabel looked at it and says, we can't give Josh Allen any time before halftime. And so they bled out the whole clock and they kicked a field goal. Didn't they do the same thing against the Giants? They had a field goal before halftime against the Giants, I think, off the top of my head.
I think that's right.
It's like, maybe that's a team you can be more aggressive against. It's Jackson Dart and his lady glasses. And, you know, I'd be a little less concerned stomping on the gas pedal against the Giants. I thought it was a good approach, honestly, against Buffalo. I would say that is a nitpick, but it's okay to have nitpicks on this show.
That's fine. That means the team's good. You wouldn't be nitpicking a horrible team.
It's a good point. 617-779-7937. We expected Steph Diggs, or we're at least bracing for Steph Diggs, to go nuclear yesterday. Because Vrabel on Monday morning called out McDaniels. Earmuffs, Brian Hoyer, but he did.
Yeah.
Then McDaniels threw his pals in the media.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go through the whole Quick Snap podcast to hear any criticisms of Diggs and his route running.
It's in my queue.
But I heard it elsewhere.
Yep.
So McDaniels, through his pals in the media, I think, called out Diggs. So I was ready to hear Diggs clap back.
Okay.
He really didn't. He had the opportunity. He was teed up.
He's still in the honeymoon phase.
About his reduction in snaps. Here's what he had to say about the reduced snaps and limited playing time, if you will.
We didn't see you on the field this much last week with the goals. How was it adjusting to fluctuating playing time?
I don't know, for real. Like, just trying to get used to it. I mean, you know, it kind of was the same kind of in the beginning of the year, too, so. I mean, I just got to, you know, I just try to take advantage of the opportunities I do get. And when I am out there, be a vessel, be a positive force rather than, you know, being any other way. So, you know, I'm adjusting to it. Like, I just try to do what I'm asked, you know, and then, like, you know, handle it the best way I can. You know, I'm always going to be out there. I want to make plays and I want to play at a high level. But, you know, we got a lot of skill guys. We got a lot of amazing players. So, you know, I'm just doing what I can.
Would you like to ask more of you? Would you like them to ask you to do more?
Hey, man, that's up to y'all.
Okay, so that's the closest he came to a critique.
I don't
blame him for that.
No, he's being a good teammate still. He is at 55% of the offensive snaps for the season. The last game he was at 50, which was actually up from the Giants
was
game.
Was it the Jets game?
And the Bengals game. The Jets game, he was 68.7.
Oh, wow, okay. Yep.
No, but I'm saying Cincinnati and New York, he was under 50.
Yep.
And then the loss to Buffalo, he was exactly at 50.
No, so I asked that poorly. So yeah. the last time he really played a significant amount of snaps was the Jets game.
Which he had 9 catches for 105 yards.
And he also said after that game he broke his finger.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So
Andy said he got his hip hurt in that game too. A hip.
Yeah,
hurt.
That was the one.
He said that, what, last week?
Yeah, that was the one where he had a couple of drops against the Jets. One where people thought May threw a hospital ball. I remember people saying this at the time. And I thought Diggs dropped it. There, you could kind of see it on that play.
Well, so if you look at it this way, so he had kind of three quiet games to start the season, right? They at least targeted him seven times in the first game. But then the fourth game of the season, he went over 100 yards for the first time. Mm-hmm. The fifth game of the season was the Bills game, which is still his best game. He was targeted a season high 12 times, 10 catches, 146 yards. Those are all season highs. Then he kind of dipped a little bit as far as overall production. However, he started to get in the end zone.
Yeah, the touchdown started to go up.
So against Cleveland, Atlanta, and Tampa, three consecutive games with a touchdown, followed by a 100-yard game against the Jets. That's when we started talking about, and we even played Gronk and Edelman saying, hey, he's coming off the knee injury. He's going to be even better late in the year. He's going to have a 1,000-yard season. We both did the math independently about him needing to get 1,000 yards.
Some of us did this rate prior to the injury and after. But yes, that was independent math. Yes.
We kind of crunched the numbers there and we're like, yeah, he's going to have to improve his production. But if he does, and I kind of believed Gronk and Edelman at the time, we were like, yeah, he might get 1,000 yards this season. The next three games, though, he's only combined for just over 90 yards in three straight games. So I wonder, as much as we're talking about, you know, what's the team bounce back? What's Drake May's bounce back? How are they going to look these final three games? I'm looking at Steph Diggs, too, because he hasn't been in the end zone since week 10. You know, he hasn't really been overly productive since the week 11 game.
That's his last touchdown? Was that one against Tampa we were just talking about?
Yeah. He only has three on the season. They came in three straight weeks.
Huh.
And he was only targeted four times last week, four the week before that, and then tied for a season low three targets in the win against Cincinnati. So, all right, like, he's been a good teammate. He answered all the questions nicely yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Like, I was expecting a blow up. You didn't get it.
But let's see where this goes. Like, another thing to monitor. You know, Sunday Night Football, all eyes on him. He's had a couple of good primetime games so far. Two of his best games came in primetime.
And he's from Maryland, right?
So, yeah.
So let's mentioned that
he
in his press conference, too. He's like, I like playing there. It's a homecoming for me. So
SRDR.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
it's approaching it.
Yeah.
I'd like them to play him more snaps. Like, I'm annoyed that he's not playing more snaps. Maybe it's an injury thing, but he's only topped 60% of snaps twice since, as you said, the Buffalo game. He barely cracked it against Atlanta, and then he played 69 against the Jets. Other than that, he's basically a 50% player. You would hope in the postseason, or maybe even in a big game like Sunday, they'd unleash him, but...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I'm kind of done holding my breath on that.
No, I think it's 50%, and you hope that, you know, when he's out there, Drake's looking for him. And then when he's not, that might be more the running place, honestly. Like, that'd be another breakdown, like a real deep dive, is like the percentages of snaps. So if he only played 26 snaps in last week.
Yeah, how many were pass plays?
Right. I bet like a high percentage.
And is that a tell?
It kind of is. They used to do this all the time Sonny Michel and James White.
Well,
pass.
Well, don't say that. That's a sad state. That's a sad state of the world.
Run.
If you point that out with Josh McDaniels, don't say that.
That's what it kind of feels like.
You know, if the man has a tell and it's a really obvious giveaway for the defenses, don't say that about Josh. That's a sad state of the world.
Kyle Williams comes in to block and then occasionally run one deep. That's about it. And Steph Diggs out there. They're going to pass.
Then they throw it deep and like 25% of the time it's complete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
20.
Well, 15, I know. He's hurting Drake May's overall numbers. Yeah.
617-779-7937. More your feedback here. We have more thoughts on Drake May, his quarterback class from 2024 versus another quarterback class, which recently we had propped up very, very high. I think we need to relook at that one.
Knock it down a peg.
And I wonder if it's a cautionary tale for this new draft class. Let's also get to Jason Tatum. Brad Stevens, some very interesting comments yesterday about Tatum and his return. That's next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.